The promoted occasion was the hanging of Constellation, an incandescent cascade of Alaskan sea and land mammals, birds, and fish made of glowing resin. Artist Roger Helmick's artwork hangs from one end of the 100-foot-high atrium. Its half-completed status provided a backdrop for a series of speakers, including Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich, who gleefully touted the nearly finished $110 million-plus project.
Today we are thrilled to announce the building is just days away from completion.
The new Denina Center has over four times the floor space of Anchorage's Egan Convention and Civic Center, built in 1984. The Denina is finishing on schedule and within cost. Rather than property taxes, the construction bonds are covered primarily by a voter-approved increase in the municipality's hotel and motel bed tax. Its size impresses. Downstairs at street level, there's a 50,000-square-foot exhibit hall, which can hold over 275 booths or host as many as 3,300 people for sit-down meals. The second floor features meeting rooms, and the third floor, a 25,000-square-foot ballroom. Dennis LeBlanc represented the Denina Center's board of directors. He noted the new convention and civic center was just part of a total downtown revitalization designed to lure large conventions from outside.
The entire convention center complex, this building, these ice-free streets and sidewalks, the Performing Arts Center, the Egan Center, now puts Anchorage on the international map for lucrative conventions that we couldn't have possibly competed for before.
The money pool used to construct the Denina also covered some $3 million in renovations for the Egan Center. The first paid-for event occurred Saturday with a Sarah Palin for Vice President political rally, to be followed by a series of warm-up events during the remainder of September. According to Julie Soppe, president of the Anchorage Convention and Visitors Bureau, next month the new facility hits full stride.
In total, 24 of 31 days in October have groups in this new facility. This include galas, a national touring comedian, conventions, trade shows, corporate meetings, and there's even a wedding already booked in this beautiful facility.
The biggest event in October and the first one to use the entire facility is the annual Alaska Federation of Natives annual convention. It normally attracts about 3,000 attendees. The Denina Convention and Civic Center is named in honor of the region's first residents. The name and the building's artwork reflects the culture of the Denina and Athabascan people. Across the street in the Dark Horse Coffee Shop, owner Karen Johnson's pleasure easily equaled those attending Friday's Denina Center event. Like other nearby businesses, for the past 3 years, Johnson's Coffee Shop has been surrounded by construction. The center, the looming new parking facility, and the heated sidewalk project. Johnson said the first year was the worst when blocked streets and fences kept away a lot of her customers. The second year brought about 120 construction workers, and the third, some curious tourists wanting to know about the construction. But with the opening of the Denina Center, Johnson is looking forward to a new coffee-drinking binge.
It's beautiful down here, so we made it. We were worried at first, but we made it. Finally, we're right there. We're in the middle of things instead of on the edge, and I'm looking forward to AFN.
Equally beautiful to those heading to Anchorage's downtown, the streets surrounding the new facility are reopened. The official public grand opening of the Denina Center occurs October 18th and 19th, the same weekend the first trade show takes place in its exhibition hall. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.